Hello and welcome to the Trader House Podcast. I'm your host Michael and I'm joined as ever this week by Chris.
Hello.
And Adam.
Guten Tag.
This is Guten Tag.
Beautiful
this
language.
This is the last of the series this week. So we're going to be taking some sort of a break. So sorry to the four people who listen to this podcast. You'll have to wait for more. What we've decided this week is because, quite frankly, the three we can't be asked is to prepare nothing and just talk about what trailers we've actually enjoyed so far this year, because there has been some exceptional ones. You'll have to bear with us again, like I say, because we've got nout prepared, so we're going to scroll up and down Facebook and see what we're going to see. Anything jump out with you boys, first of all?
I was going to say, straight off, the Mad Max trailer that's coming out. I did have it, there it is. Coming out for PlayStation 4 by the looks of it. I don't know if it's coming to Xbox One, but it just sort of captures that Mad Max personality quite well. You know, wounded guy in the desert. He asks for the suspicious silhouette to kill him and end his suffering. The guy checks his shotgun. He's only got the one shell. And he walks off, leaves him. And the guy's like, ah, shit. Clearly, I'm just going to die slowly and painfully. And then the guy comes over and runs him over in his car. You know, saves the bullet.
Apparently that was supposed to be released in conjunction with a new film.
Yeah.
I know Tom Hardy's Max, but
I heard about that a while back and it kind of died. I didn't know that was still on.
No, I've never... Wait, I tell you what, in related news of things that you went, I didn't realise that's getting made. Apparently Comic-Con will have the first RoboCop trailer. Cancel that shit.
Yeah.
Mongish RoboCop hand.
Oh, you know what it is? It's to wipe the tear from the heroine's face at the end. So bad. So bad. But seriously, that bit's still being made. I'm going to Google that shit. Talk about yourselves.
Which really says we trailer's going to Comic-Con this week. There is going to be Spider-Man. There is going to be RoboCop and such shit.
Sorry. I was thinking about RoboCop and you were talking about Spider-Man. I just wrote RoboSpider. I want to see that movie.
He's part man, part robot, part spider, all cop.
What?
Anything for you, Adam? Anything that's tickled your fancy this year so far?
I mean, the biggest tickling of my nethers is probably the film that we all is out and we've all seen now, Man of Steel.
Yeah,
the Man of Steel fucking, like, that shit just got us. It got us in the special place. Everything else has kind of been a bit, although I have enjoyed it, there's nothing that I've really went, oh God, I've got to see this. And I've kind of, like, was sitting and thinking about this.
Personally, there's been a couple that I've, I reckon we'll mention some of the day and you're like, actually, no, I forgot about that. Like, the trailer for Elysium was amazing.
Yeah.
Probably like, this is going to be a classic, amazing. But The Man of Steel is probably the only trailer I've seen this year where I've seen the film, and I went, that fucking trailer lives up to that film, like.
I'd agree with you there. Pacific Rim as well, the few trailers that have come out for that, is just since day one, since I got a hint that there was a film with a robot and giant monsters in, I was just like, just have money, take it. And that's out very soon, and I believe the plan's to go and see that, so.
Yeah, 20th. I mean, I'm just scrolling down the stuff. Yeah, there's an absolute plethora of computer game stuff.
Mm.
You know, as far back here as to see the original Watchdog trailer.
Fuck yeah, I was going to say, talking about films, right, everything's kind of been, I enjoy this, but I can take it or leave it, really, with the exception of the few, such as, Man of Steel and whatnot. But I don't think we've posted a game on Trailer House that I've went, that was shit. I've just been like, oh my God, there's so many fucking good games coming out in the next year, it's unreal.
Especially
with next gen.
Scrolling through, I found one. Fantasia Music Evolved reveal trailer.
Jazz hands.
Triple A. I'm buying an Xbox One.
Triple A? It is a hipster jazz hand bullshit.
With the exception of that, I think me and you trashed that on a couple of podcasts ago. There's the exception, but I think pretty much all of the games, I can't think of any more. Can you guys think of any more? I think there's that one with Plants vs. Zombies 2. That looks a bit shit as well, but apart from that,
The thing is, lots and lots of people are really excited about that. I think it's just maybe that we're not really into that type of game. you know, when it's on your Xbox or your PlayStation. If it's on your phone, then yeah, brilliant, but not necessarily what it is.
Thing is, though, like with like those kind of games now, I've like really fallen out of love with them, because I don't know if you guys know, but I picked up a Vita, a PS Vita.
Yeah.
And that shit's fucking legit. I'm just like, oh fuck, everything I want on this.
Vita, to be honest, the Vita's really coming into its own at the minute. It's really, especially
PSN.
Yeah.
You get like the PlayStation Plus, and you get all the additional like free games and shit. But like, obviously, I mean, I'm assuming you guys know about the remote play with the PS4.
No.
Basically, right, I'm like, mint. Fucking love this game. Alice comes in, wants to watch the TV or some shit. I'm like, right, fuck yeah. Whip out the PS Vita, play my PS4 through the Vita.
The Wii U does that already.
But I would say it's. I mean, the Wii U, because obviously you got that big pad thing. The Wii U is like, you know, designed to do that.
Yeah.
This is like two completely separate devices, and I can come to yours, jump on the old network, and play my PS4 at yours from my house.
Well, I think that's the big difference as well, is that you can jump in and out of games as you want, and you don't look like you're holding a fucking Wally controller while you're looking. That is nice.
Yeah, and the graphics are fucking awesome as well, so I highly advise you guys checking them out. Sorry, anything else to derail?
Oh, it's my turn. Oh, shut up, you. It's my turn. Shut up, you. I'm going to talk about, just to play Devil's Advocate, a trailer that really let me down that I was actually quite excited for. At World's End, the last Bonetto trilogy. You know what it is? This film will probably be good. I'm sure it's going to be good. But the trailer was such a letdown, especially after such hits like, you know, Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead.
See, that noise me and Adam both just made there, that is exactly my opinion of that film. You know, Shaun of the Dead, really good fun. Hot Fuzz, funny, but less so. And it might be as good as Hot Fuzz, but it's certainly not going to be better, I don't think, just from the trailer. You know, it's just, you know, repeat gags, fall over fence, have a nice cold pint, wait for the whole thing to blow over.
Well, I think that's the whole point of them. They have got the fence gags in. That's from the start. They wanted to do that.
So have you guys seen the latest trailer for that? I think it was on the beginning of the Man of Steel.
Yeah, it still wasn't very. It wasn't great.
It wasn't amazing, but it did appeal to me a fuckload more than the original trailer, because the original trailer was just
trailer, really what you want is you want your first trailer to just blow your mind. That's what you want. That's what a trailer should be. Instead of now with this world of going, here's four trailers with the same stuff edited a different way. To sound like an old man, I miss the days. I mean, I love trailers. That's why we set this up. We all love trailers. But I do miss the time where you get a trailer and then you got nothing until, you know, you went on and the TV spot started on the telly.
Yeah.
But now you get the whole thing sort of laid out in front of you. You know, as much as I love Pacific Rim, I think we're up to now 14 TV spots.
Really?
Yep. Five main trailers. And today they've just released an 8-minute B-roll, which seems to be quite common with films these days where they release the B-roll. But it's just like, yeah, I understand you want to get people excited and stuff like that, but
You can't overdo it.
Because, yeah. I mean, I'm going to go and watch Pacific Rim now, and you're pretty much going to know the beats of the film because of the trailers.
Yeah. You see, I feel that way about Elysium. I know you guys are probably bang up for it, but I've seen this trailer. There's very little added to each individual trailer, and I'm kind of getting sick of it, if you know what I mean.
No, I'm the opposite of Elysium, if I'm honest with you. That fourth trailer that they released, the first three, I agree with what you said. I went, that looks canny, I like that. But, you know, it's the same footage, just edited differently. Then that fourth trailer came out, it just blew your mind. But then I'm scared that, are you going to get the same Pacific Rim, where we're going to get, like, 75 trailers that you could edit together? Man of Steel is another one, where fantastic trailer, could watch the balls out of all of them, but showed a little bit too much.
Yeah, I think it's the whole adage, like, less is more.
Yeah.
You know, like, if obviously you want somebody to go and watch something, don't give them anything but the bare minimums. You know, so I can see where you're coming from, I do, definitely. Like, yeah.
What about you, Smith? Anything else you over the years? Over the time we've done this, even?
Well, like, my least favourite thing.
That out you like?
Yeah, I don't know, really. Just cruising the thing here. Probably that Gallo Walkers, the Wesley Snipes zombie cowboy one. It's just like...
I've just reached Gallo Walkers.
You know, like, I put it on, I went, you know, like, literally from nowhere. I mean, I've not checked it out any further than that first trailer that was posted back in here.
I think this trailer tells you all you need to know what this is going to be.
Enough said. But then I scrolled a bit further down and saw the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. trailer.
Yes.
Why isn't it on telly yet?
Soon.
I'm still kind of not excited about that yet. There's too much uncertainty about it for me to get excited.
Did you like it? I know you were a big fan of Firefly, but did you like any of these other stuff? Did you like Dollhouse or did you like Buffy or anything like that?
Despise Buffy. I just didn't like it at all, dude. I could not get on board with it at all.
You wouldn't have liked Angel as well, then.
Yeah, like, I mean, Angel was actually more tolerable. I just didn't like fucking Sarah Michelle Gellar. Is that right? Yeah.
I
it was the whole, like, really woodenness of the entire thing. I know it was of an age where it was, like, old and, like, you know, the kung fu wasn't as sort of, like, widely publicized and stuff. It was well before the Matrix and all that shit went, before it really got hammered home. But it was like just running around in these really big, thick, chunky heels, doing really awkward movements in a really tight shirt. And I suppose that was kind of the attraction. But for me, I was just like, I don't believe this shit. I just can't get immersed.
See, I find it weird that you didn't like that when you loved Serenity, when you loved Firefly, because it's you wouldn't have got Firefly without Buffy in the sense of the banter between multiple characters is what sets it up.
Definitely in the later series of Buffy, that banter becomes a lot better. You know, you can definitely see it developing. Oh, the early series are really, really
great. Onwards, it really kicks up a gear. Really, yeah. Great.
But there's some...
you could argue as well that it's aimed at a different market, i.e. the 14-year-old lesbian market. Let's not forget, though, God bless it, it had romance, but at least it made vampires... It kept them cool. They were evil, and they for some reason...
It had a faggy vampire that had his own series. Yeah. It was terrible.
didn't Angel, not being a huge fan, become a bit of a cock again and become a bad vampire because Buffy fucked him?
Yeah, if that's because if you fuck him, he loses his soul and becomes Angelus, I think he was.
Whatever.
I can't, what happened now? Did he go to hell and then had to come back? Something happened. But the lesson learned was if you're shagging Sarah Michelle Gellar, you're going to become evil.
It's a canny stretch. It's a canny stretch. I just didn't get on board with it. That said, I loved Avengers. I love Firefly, obviously. I think I probably will like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because it's a universe that I love.
I hope...
there's the whole Coulson thing, what we're going to see from the heroes, what's going to be the actual storyline, like, you know, give or take... It's too much for us to not know for me to make an opinion. So.
I'm scared that they're going to overuse Coulson. Because Coulson's cool, but it's like, there's Coulson in a scene, and then that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can handle a full half hour of Coulson. It's like too much of a good thing.
Yeah. So how would your reaction to this be if, for instance, he wasn't directing it and Coulson wasn't it?
I would be a lot less... I don't get us wrong, I'm a big Marvel fan, so I would have watched it anyway. I mean, I watched 10 Years of Smallville, and that thing was shit.
Yeah.
So I would have watched this because the way that Marvel do business and the way that they've said this is linked to the universe of the movies, but you're not going to see the movie-related characters. So I would have watched it. The fact that Whedon's involved is a much more to the
film. Tell you what, though, the best... We haven't published a trailer about this, right, because it came out well before we started doing podcasts. Best series for a comic book hero that I've seen in recent years, Arrow.
Yes.
I fucking love me some Arrow.
Have you ever seen that, Chris?
I haven't, but my dad and my mum were watching it. Obviously,
my mum and dad's a massive fan of Arrow.
Yeah, and I've got to admit, even my dad's liked it. He says it's pretty cool.
It's one of those ones that starts off and you go, because it's by the people who did Smallville. So me and I were last watched it in the sense of going, oh, here we go. And the first couple of episodes are it's weak. And then the guy sticks an arrow through the heart of somebody. And you go, hang on, they're killing people in this. That and the guy, the actor that plays Arrow as well, there's a lot of montage sort of workout scenes where he's just one-handedly going up a building, but he's doing it himself. He even trained his own bow and stuff.
Cool, that's pretty badass. I was going to say, the actor, the only part I dislike about that entire series is when they have flashbacks to the island. He's wearing that really shit wig. apart from that, it's pretty boss.
I'm going to hit you now with three that you've probably forgot about that are in your life. Ready? Ready? First one.
Go on. What?
Mark Wahlberg and The Rock.
Oh.
Chris?
It's a strange one. I'd have to see it before I can really say it. The trailer's funny enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a bit on the fence with that one, to be honest with you.
Is like totally a better comedy actor than he is a serious actor. I appreciate him have a laugh at himself.
I like Wahlberg. I like him a lot. I'm going to hit you now with an ultra shit one that you've probably erased from your memory. Zombieland TV series.
No, I didn't forget about that at all. Thanks for reminding us, Mick.
It was like a fan made.
Yeah.
I feel like it was horrible.
Was it not like an Amazon funded sort of trial thing? Is it not something daft like that? I don't think it's like an official TV series at the minute.
It shouldn't be anything. I was even offended that it's even on the internet.
Block it out of your mind with cats. Lol cats. All cats everywhere.
God, there's loads of trailers I'd forgot about as well. R.I.P.D.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Ah. When's that out? Shit, I forgot about that film.
The Men in Black clone. Well, it's not really a Men in Black clone, but you get the general gist of it.
I don't care. I literally, if somebody went, Adam, I'm going to put you in this movie theatre by yourself, right? And what it essentially is just Jeff Bridges being a cowboy. Just doing shit, like paying his bills, going to work. But he's a cowboy. I'd be fucking, sold. Where do I sign up? Definitely amazing.
I think the next one that's sprung out here is the one that Chris is going to like, I think, because I'm sure you're the one that posted it. The Kings of Badassery.
Oh, yeah. I think that was my first trailer.
Yeah.
The Knights of Badass.
Yeah.
I talked about that as well.
Yeah. Awkward silence.
I'm scrolling. People, if you're whoever written this later on, you're going to be sadly mistaken.
I'd say that Knights of Badassdom looks funny and also has summer glow.
Humor,
summer glow, yeah.
The prototype?
Let me some prototype. Did that get greenlit? Has that like got funding now? I'm sure it did.
Yeah, it's greenlit, fully greenlit.
Oh, sweet, cool. Well, I'm literally just looking at that on YouTube anyway. It was like, you know, you've watched this in the past, we'll suggest some other shit like it. yeah, awesome. Actually, sort of on the back of that, that video that you posted the other day, not in Trailer House, but just online, Dr. Easy.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was legit. No, Dr. Easy, where the doctor's like a robot, and he goes into like the hospital.
Oh, yes. It's a short, you can find it on Geekology. If you're looking for it, it's called Dr. Easy. It's about a robot in the future that I believe he's a medic, and he tries to talk down a hostage situation.
Yeah, and actually, I watched it. I was just like, God damn, like really, really powerful. Like at the end of it, I won't really figure out if anybody's gonna watch it, but
at the start, really awesome. Now, you know what the very first trailer thing it was?
No.
Go on, cupcake for the one that guesses it.
Ratchet and Clank, wasn't it?
You're not far off. Think superhero.
Iron Man, I guess.
Yep, Iron Man 3.
Really?
Totally not looking at the exact same trailer.
I forgot about that. Sons of bitches. Was it Iron Man 3 by any chance?
It was the Pepper Potts in the Armour reveal.
Yeah, trailer. Was it the 23rd of April by any chance from memory? And then we've got the Star Trek trailer, which I've now gone a full 180 on Star Trek, and I'm shit.
What?
Yep.
You think it's shit?
Yep.
Oh, wow, shit. Well, you need to discuss this, motherfucker. Why?
Now, this is the problem that I have with it, right? I like Star Trek. I do. I'm not a massive Trekkie, but I like Star Trek. And more importantly, I like Star Trek films. And I like the original films. And what I like about the films is when the first two of the ship. And it's sex. They just take this massive model and they just have some sex with it. It's great. I like it, right? And this one, they just never made the ship look mint. It was just cack, and it does stupid stuff. And there's some spoilers here, folks, for this new one. But it's like, it's underwater, and then it flies through the air. No, they don't fly through the air, you fucking berks. It just it just annoys us, because it's like, people go, yeah, we saw the box set, we assume this is what it does. Suddenly it's got rockets underneath the disc, underneath the saucer section. Where the fuck did these rockets suddenly come from? Just because you need them to slow down in this your falling scene at the minute. It just annoys us. It just annoys us. And it doesn't have bright orange photon torpedoes. It's got Battlestar Galactica torpedoes, and that annoys us. It annoys us in the first one where they shoot fucking Kirk out the life pod, and he comes out the neck of the ship, and it looks to scale to be 14 decks high, this one-man pod, because they haven't been asked to scale it properly in the CG. It just annoys us. It does. Saying that,
okay.
Urban's mental, I'll have nothing said against. He's McCoy.
Yeah, so Carl Urban, and I even like Zachary Quinto as Spock. I think he's a bit Spock.
Yeah, he does, though, and that's another thing that annoys us. It's the whole Spock Prime. Did we really need to see him in the second one? Could you not have Quentin's Spock work it out? So you can go, well done, you're obviously clever, as opposed to, you phoned yourself.
That's what I would have done. Fuck it. I could think about it, or I could just ask me.
Yeah. Well, the basics of it is, it's like the goes, right, we've made a big song and dance now how Kirk can't even touch Khan, but Spock can. Should we not just bother telling you that Vulcans are actually stronger and explain that bit now?
I was going to say, yeah, because I have limited Trekkie knowledge. Vulcans are, like, superior, aren't they? Like, just fucking hard as nails.
But I didn't even know that, and I'm a Star Trek fan. I had to go and go, well, hang on, is that, what the fuck?
Really? You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. Does the stun the crap out of Khan, and then all of a sudden, fucking dumbass Uhura can get on there and go, get him once, he's down. Hang on, where'd that come? 20 minutes before?
No, it didn't. That was the other way around, man. It was the other around. Scotty shoots him on the bridge, he just goes fucking, argh, and just collapses for 10 minutes. But when Uhura just pumps him full of fucking, blasters.
No, you're right.
But even still, that's breaking its own law. You know, it's like, well, one can knock you out earlier in the film, but then later on, when arguably you're more fatigued, you take more shots to knock you out.
Because it was just little stuff like that. It didn't feel like it was made by Star Trek. You don't have to be uber fans, but there's certain canon that, you know, I know you're rewriting the canon and stuff, but certain things that you can't do, because Enterprise is still canon. They reference Enterprise. You see the ship, you see the NF-01 or whatever it is, but then they do stupid shit like the Constitution class can now go underwater and fly through the air like it's anybody's business. It doesn't do that. It ground on me. I'm going to move on to something anyway. Because I'm just getting to get ranting here for 40 minutes.
What would you guys class as a good trailer? I've just been thinking about it before there, like, you know how we sat down and we're like, we'll pick the best trailers that we like and, you know, all that jazz.
Just straight off the top of my head, it was probably the first Man of Steel trailer. Just you've got like the action, you've got Minty Superman emerging, you know, kneeling down, rocketing off into the sky, but you've also got Kevin Costner giving you the feels of telling his son to let children die to protect them.
All the crime when Costner was on screen.
Yeah. No, but like, what would you like? How do you go in your head? This is a good trailer. I class this as a good trailer. Like, what criteria does it have to meet?
When it tickles me balls but doesn't fully suck us off.
And with that, guys, end of podcast. It's all really weird enough.
Tickles the balls but doesn't work the shaft.
But it's just... but no, for me, a trailer goes, here's something you don't know about, quickly. And it gives you like a good, maybe under 2 minutes of going, what the fuck's this? This looks mint. Well, what's happening next? Who's he? What's this about? And it sucks in. The Man of Steel trailer did that because it wasn't what you were expecting for a Superman trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody and his mother knows the Superman story. This went, he has a little tease, and everyone like, I want to know more.
Yeah.
You know, Pacific Rim was another good one where it went, giant robots march! And you go, I don't understand, I didn't even know this was getting made, and now there's giant robots punching stuff, I'm sold. And then the ruined it by just splitting that load all over my face. Don Johnswell, another one with Jennifer Love Gordon Hewitt, huge tits. It's not like that you know anything about, but a good trailer that just gives you the basics of it.
Yeah, no, I'll give you that. That's a good show. because that kind of came out of left field. I had no fucking idea what it was. Immensely enjoyed it, and now I want to go see it as a result. And there's no more come out about it. You know, like, this is the trailer. It'll be out fucking soon. Watch the trailer. If you like the trailer, go see the film. So, yeah.
I'll tell you what was good. Tell you what was a good trailer. Not because of its structure or anything. Gravity with George Clooney and Sandra Bullock. But Only because Sandra Bullock appears to get lost in space. And that's, you know, yeah, it's make-believe, but, you know, a man can dream.
I like Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, she's all right.
Ugh. Seriously. Ugh. But I think you'd all agree a trailer is a good trailer when it gets the tempo right of what it is. Like, for example, if it's a bit of a silly trailer, like the one I've just shot straight past of, and I can't find it. Now, Machete Kills. You want to have some silly macheteness, which you do, and you go, right, I'm sold. Because that's like that, for me to be interested in.
I'd say the opposite example of that's that Hell Baby that we put up just quite recently. The trailer, it's got funny bits in, but it goes on a bit too long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, we're doing jokes, and it's like, we know that we worked that out after like the first minute. Why is this still going on?
Yeah.
You know, I find that trailers for comedy films can be like that, where they just want to go, right, this is a 2 minute trailer, so you need 2 minutes worth of jokes. Mm. And then you just feel like you're going to see all of the good bits.
Yes, to a degree. Depends on the genre of comedy movie.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, This Is the End, I feel like we've seen all the good bits.
Now, apparently that's got amazing... Well, no, apparently it has. It's got amazing reviews.
One of my mates, I was talking to him at work the other day, he's seen it, and he says it's absolutely fantastic. Apparently, there's even a scene where they recreate Pineapple Express 2 with model cars.
You can get that online. You can get the teaser.
Is that online? But yeah, it's like I say, he says it's nothing like the trailers. The trailers are just a small part of it. He says it's absolutely brilliant.
Wow, cool. I will eat my words.
Apparently a lot of it's ad-libbed as well.
Really? Oh, man. That's the best comedy, though. Comedy that you don't, like, script out, read these exact words, otherwise the joke won't work. You know, just fuck it, we'll do it on the night.
Has there been any trailers, I've got one in mind, where you've watched it and went, what the fuck did I just watch?
There's been a couple of those, yeah.
Throw at you the Chris Evans in a train Chinese film?
Fuck, I was going to say that. Snowpiercer. Shit, yeah. Oh, Snowpiercer I was going to go with, but fucking you got to beat me to it.
It's literally what the fuck am I watching?
The exception of that. Go on, sorry, Chris.
I was going to say, the one that I'm thinking of, literally just over on it, the Man of Tai Chi.
Yes.
Keanu Reeves one. Just like fair enough, martial arts. But Keanu Reeves? What?
I like
him. He, like, directed it as well. Like.
I don't like him. I don't mind him, I should say. I don't think he's particularly brilliant.
You're a horrible human, Chris. You know that.
There's been a
couple... Oh, no, he just looks at you with his puppy dog eyes and expects that to do the work. Yeah.
I like him.
Although, to be honest...
Keanu.
He made a better Neo than Will Smith ever would have.
That's true. I'll give him that one.
This is true.
There's a couple of trailers as well that have just sort of blown my mind. Like the Terms and Conditions May Apply trailer. I love a good documentary. And I love a good documentary trailer because they seem to just rape your eyes straight away. You know, just about what information as a human being you're giving away every time you're on a website going, yes, I have read and I do accept your terms and conditions.
Yeah. That's a fucking lot of stuff. Nobody ever reads them. Nobody ever. There's a really funny one that had a program with, like, back in Windows, like, 9 fucking 8 or some shit like that. But, like, you go, like, accept these conditions, and you've got to scroll to the bottom and click OK. And you scroll to the bottom, and it's like, it actually comes up and says, wow, it was really impressive. You've read that entire thing in 4.4 seconds. Like, it times you how long you've been on it. So they just fucking know. Like, nobody's ever going to read this. No, don't even bother.
There's, what was it, Europa, the trailer for the film Europa, where that's done in sort of like a documentary style, like the space one where they go to the moon of Jupiter.
Yes, sorry, yeah, back in the bridge. That one. Yeah.
Where's that gone? It's down here somewhere.
While Chris is looking for that, I want to give an honourable mention to Killing Season with fucking John and Robert De Niro.
Just
that's awful.
What are you doing, Robert De Niro? Actually,
not even Robert De Niro, it's the fucking worst part, John Travolta.
I know, but Robert De Niro
bills to pay.
I like him, and he can be such a cool actor, and he's in this film with a guy who's had his hair drawn on with a marker pen. speaking of honourable mentions, Frankenstein's Army.
Yes.
You talked about this the other day, Mick, and I've never actually watched the trailer, and I've watched it just before we came online tonight, and it does actually look really good for, like, one of those, you know, trapped in a bunker sort of World War II Nazi zombie films.
It's a film where they've went, we need some old school filmmaking. That means men that can make things. Because all of those monsters, for a better word, are just fantastically designed and made. Practical effects.
Two seconds. I'm going to quick look through these trailers, guys. It's like, there's so many that I really fucking love, and so many that are just shit. So what we really like, and I don't know why, I've watched this trailer a few times. And come back to what I was saying before, what I classify as a good trailer is something that I want to show other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, you've got to see this, because this is fucking rent. Wolf of Wall Street.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
The trailer for me, like that, is that Kings of Summer, the Biagio trailer.
Yeah.
when my mate was telling us about, was it called This Is the End? I can't even remember the name of the film you just talked about. I showed him this Biagio trailer, sort of gave him a quick rundown of what the content was, and then thought, oh, well, I've got you here, I might as well show you. And he laughed at it, and he was just like, what's going on in this film? And I just love the kid, and he's brilliant. Just the character's just amazing.
Biagio.
The one that gets shared with our little group, I think, the most so far, I mean, the Man of Steel stuff got knocked about quite a bit, because, I mean, that just blew your mind. But Only God Forgives as well was another one.
Wow.
Yes.
Actually, that didn't play when I tried to play that again earlier on.
Oh, it's just that sort of synth music on it. It's just
dirty synth.
Beautiful.
I was going to say that that's the Gosling movie, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. From the man who brought you Drive.
Yes. So more of the same then, really.
Shot entirely in Thailand. I read the article in Empire. They've got a really massive article about it, where they go out and interview them and stuff like that. This film's going to be absolute filth. It's going to be just... If you like Drive, it's just Drive to the next level.
It's just that scene where he grabs the guy by his top, like the top jaw, and just drags him down the corridor, just casual, just like, I'm not bothered. You know, I've said me six lines that'll be in this film.
Also as well, you know, obviously there's been a big sort of thing with the Expendables and stuff, like bringing back 80s action heroes, blah, blah, blah.
Ooh,
and they've all felt a bit sort of like, well, you know, they're not as good as that. But Escape Plan with Stallone and Schwarzenegger in the prison, that actually feels like a proper good 80s movie with a bit of 80s sort of banter. It was like a bit of Tango and Cash-esque bang, which is always a good thing.
Definitely, without a doubt. I watched that and I was thinking, yeah, this feels like, I'm trying to put, like, compare it to the kind of feeling I get when I watch Aliens or Terminator 2.
Yeah.
It's not the same genre, like action movie. It's like, it is an action movie, but, you know, not like a horror thriller or anything like that. But I want to fucking sit down in my house with all the lights off, and a couple of beers and pizza and watch this fucking movie with my bros.
Tell you what else I'm actually looking forward to, which is neither action or sci-fi or anything. It's the Butler. So I posted it just a few days ago.
Cuban Gooding Jr.
Yeah, like Cuban Gooding Jr. in it. It was the guy who was in The King of Scotland. I can never ever remember his name.
Forrest Whitaker.
That's the guy. That's him. But I don't know whether they're supposed to be different generations of the family or different sort of members of staff. And I think Forrest Whitaker's the main guy, and he plays the same guy all the way through, or whether like Cuban Gooding Jr. is supposed to be the young him, you know what I mean, and sort of doing it like that, like a different actor for the generations. But it's like you say, it's the sort of head butler in the White House from sort of the very early 50s, where it was all, you know, full on hate, death dealing, Ku Klux Klan racism, right up to sort of 1986, where, you know, sort of the, you know, your African Americans finally get a break and start, you know, and can actually get on the bus with people and stuff. But it looks like one of those sort of like really good, just outright dramas, you know, not necessarily like an emotional ride or stuff like that, but actually just an outright good film. You know what I mean? A bit like sort of you know, I'm going to use Forrest Gump as an example. Just, it's got sort of action-y bits, it's got romance, and it's got a bit of everything in. But just overall, it's a brilliant film. And like I said on the post, I actually referenced Amistad. I don't know if either of you have seen that film.
Yep.
It's a brilliant film. Really, really, really good one. But
we're going to wrap this up now. So what I want off you boys is I want to see what you're excited for trailer-wise that you've seen recently. What are you looking forward to in the future fit with film?
Well, let's have a think.
So you want to know what trailer we're looking forward to, and then what we want to see a future film of?
No, you know what? Simple fucking thing. I'll give you an example. I watched the trailer for Elysium, therefore I'm looking forward to Elysium the most. film. I watched the trailer for Division. It made me excited to play The Division as a computer game. And I liked the trailer for S.H.I.E.L.D. I will watch that on my telly.
Well, shut up, you're taking all the good ones.
Damn it.
For me, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Lego Movie.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Fuck!
Fuck you, Adam.
Damn it.
Fuck you.
You can have the same things, boys. You don't have to pick your new one.
No, you can't. Don't give them that glory.
Then I pick the Lego Movie first. Give me a second, guys. Oh, you know, it's the one time, right, that I haven't got the list in front of me. I'm loading the Trailer House page, and it's just went, I'm not going to fucking load, dude. You're going to have to fucking wait for me. Right. Cool. Destiny. The PS4, Xbox One, the fucking PC, everything game. For the people out there that don't know what that is yet, you've either been living under a rock or have literally zero interest in games. So yeah, definitely Destiny. But if it pulls off everything that they're promising to deliver on, it's going to blow my tiny mind into a new decade.
There's a new trailer just released for that, actually. Well, like more of a gameplay trailer. I'll post it later on, but it looks quite good.
Yeah. Like, well, Bobby, no, you were excited for it originally, weren't you? Until you found out about The Division. Awesome.
Right then. That's it.
Yeah. Hello.
Season 1 of Trailer House. You can catch Trailer House still going on Facebook. It's still going on Twitter. You can find us on Blogspot as well, which will link you to all of our previous podcasts. Just like to say thank you to everybody that's took the time to download the podcast and listen to our terrible, terrible recordings and our company. Talking on without any kind of script or at some point knowledge of the actual subject we're talking about. I just want to say it's bye from Adam.
Bye. Oh shit, I was gonna come up with some work. Like, damn, never mind. Bye, that'll do. Fuck it.
Try it again, Adam. We'll come back to you. It's bye cool. From Chris.
Bye.
It's bye from me. Bye. And it's bye from Adam.
Colonel, what's a Russian gunship doing here?